Hello, guys and gals, me Mudahar, and you know, ladies and gentlemen, should you be allowed to install whatever it is on your device? I think the answer to that is a resounding yes. Now, in the last several months, I made plenty of videos where I talked about Google and them basically locking down Android tighter than a drill sergeant's asshole, ladies and gentlemen. Now, of course, ultimately, at the end of it, this is an ongoing little battle, but where I see wins, I talk about wins, because life is filled with negativity and doom and gloom, and sometimes you have to be able to laugh, you have to be able to look at when you've won. So this battle involves Epic Games, the people that make Fortnite, and the people that make, effectively one of the largest search engines in the world, Google. Now, Google is a company that is behind Android to an extent, right? Google is one of the largest names behind the Android operating system, which powers Android devices. So when you buy a Samsung phone, when you buy a Google phone, when you really buy any of these devices, the reality of it is that at the core of it is the operating system known as Android. And Android is supposed to be a place that is free compared to the, walled garden that is Apple's iPhone. You know, with iPhones, you can't really install anything outside of what Apple allows you. And before you go into the comments section and say, "But Muda, I have plenty of ways that I can sideload things." I hate using the language of the enemy. The reality is, this is a Fisher-Price phone that is locked down and restricted, and this allows you to, at the moment, install whatever the hell it is that you want. Is it from the official Google store? Doesn't fucking matter. You bought the device, you should be allowed to install whatever it is that a young enthusiast would want. So the reality of it is, Google is trying to lock this shit down to a point where it is almost going to be functionally like identical to what you're seeing on the Apple side of things, which if that happens, there's honestly no reason why you wouldn't want to just buy an Apple device anyways. Like, if shit is locked down, this Android loses a lot of the sauce that made it as fucking popular as it's ever been, right? So again, what's been kind of happening? Google and Epic Games, so Epic Games, the guys that make Fortnite, back years ago, remember when like Fortnite decided to get like fucking bold and they were like, you know what? We're just gonna charge for the V-Bucks inside our own store. And so they took on Apple and Google, and surprisingly, both these storefronts were like, no, we want our 30%. So they removed Fortnite from the Play Store. Now, after years, right, lawsuits, millions of dollars, and the best legal minds going at it, Fortnite is back on really both devices. But it's coming with changes. And the change in this situation, ladies and gentlemen, is Google, while they settled with Epic, effectively what has happened over here is for years, Google has tried to fight rival application stores from showing up in Google Play. So when you use an Android device, when you want to get an app, you go to the Play Store and you find, whatever application you want and you hit install. Now, on Android, there are other alternative stores as well too, right? Now, that being said, this is something that Google has been clamping down on, because for Google, it doesn't seem like, for them, they don't want you to have free access to your Android devices. They kind of want to corral the ecosystem into something that they sort of have full vertical control over. Now, this obviously isn't something that I think many people are comfortable with, right? I'm not comfortable with. Many people aren't, but Google is one of those companies that will find tons of ways to manipulate the world around them to make it look like they're actually doing you a service when they're really just restricting your fucking device down for no reason. So a huge detail actually happened where basically Google is going to be bringing a lot of these third-party stores to the main store. And you might be like, whoa, did we actually win? To an extent, there's actually been kind of a win here. So July 22nd, literally not too far away from here, a few days, basically in the United States, there's going to be third-party app stores inside, and they can access the Google Play's catalog of applications. So basically, it's not perfect. Effectively, to get access into this, you have to be registered as an organization. You have to be a legitimate marketplace, right? And of course, ultimately, at the end of the day, you gotta give Google some money. For instance, you have to give them $5,000, and I believe you have to give them this money every fucking year. And of course, ultimately the end of it too, you also have to, I believe, have a pretty low threshold of delivering malware, which is hilarious because a company like Google has basically exposed a fuck ton of people to some pretty nasty viruses through their own storefront, okay? Now, one of the reasons why this is actually a big deal is because, yes, it's going through Google's actual services, but at the end of the day, people now will get to see another third party on their actual, like, Play Store, which means for the average Andy, for the average person, for your grandmother, for you, for your dad, for your ma, for people that are not technically literate, and when they're using Android devices, they can be like, whoa, I actually have options. And this is something that's good for what we call discoverability, right? Now, look, I'm not expecting down the road most people will be going into their Android devices, downloading APKs, and installing them outside of Google. People usually pick the path to least fucking resistance. And for most people, that's just going to the App Store and installing whatever you want. Now, the big boon of something like, you know, Google is that when something like Fortnite gets removed, right? On Apple, you really don't have an option, right? Like, you basically are beholden to whatever the App Store lets you do. Now, again, when you're outside in places like the EU, iPhones can install third-party applications because the government forces Crapple to do that. Now, back overall worldwide, Android was open to the point where when Fortnite was removed, it didn't really dawn. It wasn't that big of a deal for most users. Because ultimately, you could go to Epic Storefront, you could just download their launcher on your own phone and install Fortnite through that. Similar to how you would use a fucking computer, right? So ultimately, at the end of the day, what I'm talking about over here is actually a good thing. Google has basically capitulated, and this war path that they were on, where they want to lock down Android to the point where they're the only people that dictate what you can and cannot do on your phone, that has been met with a pretty decent win today, for at least the average person, not for Google, obviously. And I don't give a fuck if Google wins or if they're happy. I want you and me to be happy with the devices that we fucking buy, okay? If this becomes as locked down as this, everyone loses at the end of the day, right? The biggest boon for Android is the freedom you have to do what you will with your device. Dog, when you go to a store and buy a phone, you know, or when you buy a computer, the last thing you want is a company to dictate what you can and cannot do. For instance, I feel like the best apt comparison to this is just imagine, right? You're on Linux, for instance, and there's so many different distributions. Right now, the number one is CacheOS, what I used to use. I actually stopped using this because I went to something called Fedora, simply because it was a lot more stable and just something that, like, you know, I didn't have to worry about an update breaking something. This is pretty much as stable as I'm gonna get while being relatively modern, right? You know, I don't wanna just sit in the Stone Age because of stability. I want there to be a healthy balance. Now imagine if CacheOS being number one, you know, they're swimming good. Imagine if the developers here said, before you install any package underneath Linux, it has to go through our permission, right? We have to be validating if you can go to the storefront and install something like VLC, like Firefox, like Chrome, like Color Paint, like whatever. Immediately, this would go from number one to not even being on the fucking board because people would obviously revolt. Nobody wants to be told what they can and cannot do, especially when it comes to a computer, right? A similar example could be like, imagine if, you know, you're on your Windows computer, la-di-da-di-da, you want to download something and, you know, basically Microsoft decides what you can and cannot do, right? So for instance, the other day, there was actually a program called GO2 Hollow Setup. So basically, this is Gears of War 2, but released kind of as a, you know, fan-made PC port. I think they use like leaked files in order to like actually make this work. But the idea here is, you know, you can go to like Microsoft storefront, you can go to like any like store and you can download whatever the hell you want and run it. Now imagine if Microsoft comes in and they're like, every time you launch an application, the permission has to be granted from our server, right? So they get to decide what you can and cannot run on your computer, right? I mean, that would make no fucking sense. They could decide that, hey, running WinRAR is okay, But Gears of War 2 Holo, not really. Buy an Xbox and buy it through backwards compatibility. That would be something that obviously I think many people would probably revolt against. I'm sure a vast majority of people will probably be like, you know, let me grit my teeth and take it in the ass. But that's why I promote things like Linux and alternate solutions, right? When companies fuck you in the ass, there's other ways outside this situation. So I can't say the same for things like Android and iPhone. Unfortunately, that's not a realistic situation. So I'll explain why really quickly. So a website that I've shown you called keepandroidopen.org actually brings up a good little lockdown timer for you. Basically in 167 days, around 2027, there will be a silent update that non-consensually Google will push that will block every Android application whose developer hasn't registered with Google. So here's really where it gets painful. Basically, Google is pushing something known as the Android official like program, like the Android verified developer program, if you will. So basically in 2026, everyone's supposed to be signing up, getting their shit together, because by the time 2027 comes by, if you're not signed up, it's going to be a bad time for, I guess, everyone in the ecosystem. So basically, what they're doing over here to make the system safe, they're protecting the open environment that allows developers and users to confidentially create and connect. Android is adding an extra layer of security that deters bad actors and makes it harder for them to repeatedly spread harm. So starting in September 2026, apps downloaded from participating stores in select regions must be registered by a developer to be installed on certified Android devices. Now, what is a certified Android device, ladies and gentlemen? Well, it's probably something that you purchase from the store, something like this. Now, one of the things that I really absolutely fucking hate is when people tell me over and over again, Android is open. I have a lot of choice. When you buy a phone from the storefront, like a Samsung device like this, you really don't have a choice. You know, it's not as if I can plug this to my computer and install things like Graphene OS that I've done on this daily driver of a phone that I use. You want to know why? It's because this is locked down. The boot ROMs, all of the actual, like, you know, low-level shit here is locked down to a point that outside of whatever Samsung makes, which is like one UI, you can't really install different Android operating systems. You can't de-Google yourself as easy as you would think on most of these high-end purchasable devices. They're basically like, you know, Samsung has always been kind of called like the Apple of Android, and that, you know, statement is kind of true. They really kind of are as locked down. They used to be a company that, like, back when I first bought phones from them, you know, you could install whatever the fuck it is that you want. Now, you can't do that. And even if you could, you'd be breaking your phone to a point where warranties would be thrown out, you know, certain, like, key features that most people use would be thrown out of the device. So I kind of hate it when people say, but Muda, Android is super duper open. It really isn't, and it depends on what devices that you end up going to buy. And a lot of the devices that really are open are usually these like Chinese handsets that, you know, aren't so easy to get on this side of the world, right? Unless you're willing to pay, you know, full prices and you're willing to like import them from other sides of the world. So the reality of a lot of the things too coming out here is, what about, you know, installing things outside the verification system? And I actually did cover this like months ago when it came out, but this is a trap for a lot of people, okay? Why is it a trap? To give you an idea of what Google has done, is basically the only way that you can install unverified things is by going to your system settings, going to the phone section, enabling the developer mode, which is already something you had to do, and then you enter your PIN, restart the device, and you have to wait 24 hours. Now, it doesn't seem like that big of a deal, but here's the problem with this, right? And it's not something that I really ran through the first time I talked. This flow runs through the Google Play services. So it's not the operating system, it runs through Google's own services. And basically that means that according to this, Google can change it, they can tighten it anytime they want, and they can actually kill it whenever. And there really isn't any operating system update. All of this can be non-consensually pushed to you, the person, basically making it so that by next year, these Android devices that you purchase and you think belong to you, you know, because that's kind of how they've always been since this drop, this open source mobile operating system, that really does change in the benefit of something like Google, right? So while it is great that Google has to basically show everyone else's third-party stores, because I think options are always great, having more stores than just one store is always a great thing to see. The end of the day, Google is trying to lock this shit down as hard as Apple is actually locking their stuff down. And so, look, at the end of the day, I think that there's a lot of people that will say, but Muda, there's a lot of old people that get hacked. All people do get hacked. Like, I'll walk you through how people get hacked on these devices, right? Somebody will give you a scam message or something, right? They'll be like, hey, your bank account is hacked. And this person will message you and they'll tell you, hey, you wanna like help us secure your account? We're gonna let you download this APK. You download this, log into your account, and our, you know, safety team will fix it, right? It's a standard phishing like request. Most people get hacked because they obviously get like socially engineered into like downloading and running scripts or programs that they shouldn't. Your bank will never contact you to ask you for a password. They will never contact you to ask you to install actual applications to fix your online account. Generally speaking, they have methods to do that without going through the phishing route. But old people don't fucking know that. They'll download it on their phones, and then somebody will call them and they'll walk them through the steps on how to install an APK and then give up all of their information. And that's kind of how it happened. That's how people's bank accounts get breached into. That's how money leaves their accounts. That's how these people lose their savings. And I understand, yes, getting hacked fucking sucks. But the reality of it is that I think this whole level of control is something that Google should never be allowed to get away with. And the only way to fight against this is to obviously raise that awareness, to obviously not sign up for their programs, but more importantly, to contact the people that represent you and tell them, listen, you gotta force companies like Google and Apple to open these devices up so that people actually control them. You know, they control whatever it is that they buy, right? If you buy a phone for $1,000, you should be allowed to run whatever the fuck it is on your phone, right? Simple as that. So ultimately, at the end of the day, you know, Google is locking down Android more so than ever. And given the fact that most people use very locked down devices, even in the Android ecosystem to begin with, if you don't push back now, that means the control on your device is effectively null and fucking void down the road. So ladies and gentlemen, just letting you know this, Google did suffer a bit of a loss here, but the battle won't really be decided until something changes before 2027 hits. So just remember that going forward, okay? I've talked about this a few times. I've talked about this since it was in its inception. And look, at this point, it could either be we live in a free world tomorrow, or I just get done and fed up with this, and we just go back to regular programming and proceed to live in a world that is controlled. And hey, at least I did my part, and at least I tried. Ladies and gentlemen, if you like what you saw, please like, comment, and subscribe. Dislike it if you dislike it. I am out.